Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife voicemail system. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Beep! Okay. Sorry about that, everyone. I'm currently having an earache, so welcome to the collective. We're doing Not My Monkeys, Not My Circus tonight, so we're going to talk about some social, political things that are happening currently. Just a good way for us to rant about the bullshit. We are, you know, we're not going to be politically correct here, so if you get offended, you can politely kiss my ass. We welcome everyone to give us a call. I promise I won't be too offended, but if not, I'll just tell you, kiss my ass and hang up on you. So that's how it goes here. Let me give our call-out number to anybody who wants to call in. It's 516-387-1909. Joey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
You're good?
The earache. I'm good.
Yeah. The earache, and now I'm trying to listen out of my other ear who, you know, I busted the eardrum out of. So, I mean, I'm just, like, having a good time.
You should get, like, bionic ears that, like, go in and touch your brain, like the little implants. And you'll be like a superhero. You can hear shit, but you can't do anything about it.
If I got that, I would want to be able to read people's minds, like, or to listen to what they're thinking.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
Well, if I can't get that, then fuck it. I don't want it.
Since the world's supposed to end next Wednesday, you know, with it being September 23rd, you don't have to worry
That's
about
true.
Very much longer. Because apparently the
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying the Pope's come into Washington to sign a deal with the devil with the president. So, you know, that's the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, Christians have been calling the end of the world for over a month or so now with this Kim Davis ordeal. We're attacking Christians, and they are, you know, going to go up in arms for Jesus. What's your take on her?
That dumb bitch can't stay out of the spotlight because she hadn't been back in her office 2 weeks, and she's already fucking with marriage certificates, trying to make them invalid. I wish they would put her dumbass in prison for about 10 years. Then she can find out what the gay lifestyle is all about. And she probably won't come out of it liking it anymore because prison gay ain't the same as California gay.
Well, my opinion of her is she wants to be a martyr. She won't like the attention. She thinks she's going to cash into this, and she probably will. I mean, look how many political affiliates, you know, presidential running mates, all those people are backing her, like Huckabee and things of that sort. So she's getting the attention. She's becoming a martyr. But she's one of those people that I describe, and there's nothing wrong with being a Christian and loving God. Christians are those kind of like cafeteria Christians, which, you know, they pick and choose what they like about the Bible when it pertains to them and their lives, you know. But they disregard, like, 90% of, I don't know, the New Testament, Jesus saying, you know, don't be a dick, don't be, you know, a hypocrite, judge no one, all that kind of stuff. They completely forget about all that. And they just go on the whole, you know, Old Testament of, you're going to die in hell, you know. And she's just like that, you know. She's one of those people, and I can't stand those fucking people. But, unfortunately,
you know, proof of her stupidity is the fact that she didn't latch on to somebody like Trump. She latched on to somebody who's psycho fucking nuts like Huckabee, who has about an ice ball's chance in hell of ever becoming president or vice president of this country. And what's even funnier is your state's little goober, Ted Cruz, was there when she got out of jail. And then Mike Huckabee cock-blocked him and, like, got on stage. Ted Cruz is, like, the angry little midget of the political world. He's always trying to bite your heels and do something because he has no power. And he's like that Bobby Jindal. They're both, like, really, really slow-minded midgets. And no offense to midgets, but y'all fucking scare me. But, like, they're idiots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Republican Party, in a general sense, is going downhill very rapidly. Their candidates are not strong. They, you know, this whole idea of them inviting or having to deal with, you know, religion. Everything's tied into religion now. It's the, you know, evangelists and the holy rollers that are all these Republicans, and they say atrocious shit. They're, you know, bigots. It's really bad for that.
No one really takes them seriously. Like, honestly.
No.
They get the attention they get because of the stupid things they say and their ridiculous actions. They're not getting attention because people say, oh, well, they're a total threat and they have good ideas. Their whole basis of this running in the election is we're going to do away with everything the president did in the past 8 years. We want it to be just as fucked up as it was when he took office.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Most definitely. And, you know, they try to center around the fact that the president did an awful job and the state of the economy and things of that sort are in disarray because of him. When there is proof, I mean, you can Google it and, you know, find out that, you know, like our employment rate, it's like 5.1%. You know, new jobs have been created. Things of that sort.
He ended the war.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, no politician and no party is without flaws. You know, we're all human, okay? And political candidates and you know, they run on telling people, promising people things which they can't deliver. You know, so that it goes across the board with all political. It's all BS. You know, it's pretty much trying to pick the lesser of evils when it comes to picking the president or Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
And to think that they are not friends behind closed doors, you have to be absolutely stupid.
It's just like Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
It's all a big show in front of the public.
Exactly. I mean, Trump, you know, backed Hillary Clinton, you know, gave money to her career and her, you know. So, I mean, it's just, they all sit behind closed doors and pat each other on the back for a good game. You know, I wish the older people, older generations, could have realized that. But, you know, I deal with my dad and my grandma, and they watch, like, Fox News, and it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they, you know, they're force-fed all this stuff from the, you know, Republicans, and they don't question it at all. And our, you know, older generations, they don't question anything. They just take it, you know, that you can just spoon feed them anything. And the Republican Party knows that. They know that they have a group of people that they can just, you know, pretty much spoon feed anything to them and they'll take it. Whether it be religious in nature or just outright, you know, political bullshit, they take it. The Democrats have a little bit more, I think they have a lot more difficulty doing that because Democrats, the younger generations are getting into voting and into politics. And us younger generations, you know, for the most part, are questioning. You know, we're really skeptical of the entire, you know, politics arena. So,
well, the thing about, like you're saying, with the younger generation, I think it's not in your generation, the ones in the mid to late 20s and early 30s, that is going to make a difference, because so many of the people that are becoming of age this year and they'll vote for the first time next year, they're a lot like our grandparents and great-grandparents were. They are connected to social media. And what do you see on social media? You don't see, oh, well, Bernie Sanders did a good thing, or someone from a not really recognized political party did something good. It's Donald Trump said this, Donald Trump did this. And those who are just sponges of social media suck all that up, and they think, oh, well, he's awesome, he's funny, he'll be a great president. And I think that's the problem with the social media generation. And I used to have so much hope for the future. And the people like us in our age range, we graduated the early 2000s, we're smart enough to know to read between the lines, and we don't believe all the crap on social media because it's just like the news. It's they pick and choose. And it's really disgusting here because 9 times out of 10, you go into any restaurant, every television is on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders is fucking awesome because he refuses to go on that channel to talk to them. Like, their little jackass reporter tried to ambush him in Congress the other day, and Bernie Sanders almost punched him. And, like, he just refuses to go on there because he knows they're all full of shit. And that and the fucking Blaze, which is all Glenn Beck, he is just like those mega church preachers. He's just, like, leeches off of everybody. And it sickens me when I see books by Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And when I see that these books are, like, number one on bestseller list, I'm like, are you fucking serious? I mean, if you want to know how pathetic Fox, I don't even want to call them news, really is, they're so-called experts in different fields. A lot of them have been proven in a court of law to be basically liars, yet they're the experts that they call in and use.
Yeah.
I really don't trust any form of mainstream media. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Oh, they're all just full of shit.
Well, they each have their own agendas, you know.
Yeah.
That they kind of circle. They're like buzzards. Unfortunately, journalism used to be a very, you know, special and wonderful thing because, you know, a journalist could investigate and, you know, shed light on bullshit and corruption. But nowadays, there is no such thing as journalism, unfortunately. It's all marketing. It's all sales. You're selling the position of your company, whatever political, economical, whatever their position is, that's what you're selling. So unfortunately, journalism is kind of, you know, it's not there anymore. And I kind of chuckle when people, because I wanted to be in journalist, in journalism for a long time. But once I realized that there's very few that are ethical anymore, that don't lean to one side or another. Or, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of journalists that get a story and it's something very big that would expose something very terrible, but it gets shut down. You know, it gets taken off the news for before it can even be aired. So it is really a hard time right now as a world to deal with, you know, especially Western media. It's very hard to figure out what's what, you know, what's real, what is made up, what you know, just, you know, when they give you a pull graph and a pie chart of certain things that's not stretched or altered to favor whatever their agenda is. So that is a whole nother side of it that's just, like, so frustrating. But, yeah, it's very difficult. And I think, like you were saying about the newer generation being very much spoon-fed information. If they see it online, it must be real. I mean, how many times do you get on and someone has posted, like, a fake news story and thought it's real because they just saw it on Facebook, you know? So
it's not even just Facebook. So many of these stories last year and even into this year that gained national attention, even on CNN, and you'll see them on the news sites online, they're fake. And it comes out a week or two later that it's all bullshit. And that's how easy it is. If you can fool the so-called media, I mean, America is honestly dumbed down, or trying to dumb everyone down. I mean, you don't even hear, you hear about it, but it's not a big thing about the refugee crisis in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
No one made a big deal out of the fact a few days ago when Japan, for the first time since World War II, okayed it for their troops to fight abroad. And no one is talking about that. No one's talking about the horrible earthquakes in South America. I was looking on the earthquake tracker. There was something like 40 earthquakes in that one little region in 13 hours 2 days ago.
Well,
and
well, yeah,
they were all at least 5.0.
You know, we are in a kind of a bubble as a Western civilization. Very few things outside of our interest or what the media's interest is at that point gets in. You have to really, if you want to know the news, you have to look outside of Western news sources. You have to go abroad, basically, to kind of get a truer sense of what's going on in the world. And that's sad, but once again, which is the way it is, you know, I'm very, and I guess one of the subjects I want to touch base on is Trump, because I can't believe, I know he's not going to, like we were saying, he's not going to be the Republican nominee, because even Republicans think he's batshit crazy. Okay, so,
yeah.
You know, you have that sense that some Republicans are backing him, but some are like, this motherfucker's crazy. The shit he says is just fucking stupid. And I was going over the highlights of, like, the debate, because I'm not fucking watching the entire thing. Just the highlights of him, and they're, like, asking him, you know, what are his plans for certain things? And he's just, like, pretty much saying, well, I have a plan, but I can't tell you. You know, like, he doesn't know. He doesn't know how he's going to deal with certain issues. He would be one of those candidates that if they actually got in, he would not be running anything. He would just be the that moves his mouth.
Just
and
like
the,
George Bush was.
Yeah, and then the people that really hold power are going to be moving his strength, because that guy's a fucking idiot.
Who would he even pick as the running mate, though? Like, who would he pick as a vice presidential candidate? Because, in my view, there are three choices that have that actually have a chance of becoming the nominee for the Republicans. That's Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and Jeb Bush. And the Republicans with power obviously want Jeb Bush to run because they think, oh, well, we can get another Bush in there. But Carly just doesn't take shit from anybody, and she's gaining everyone's respect. I don't know a lot about Ben Carson. I just know that in certain states where Trump has been, like, leading by a huge margin, Ben Carson is closing in on him in those polls. I honestly don't know who any of those three would pick as a running mate, one of the other three. But who in the hell would Trump have as a running mate? Like, is he gonna just
Perfect fucking solution for this. Trump should have Kim Davis. So we'll just have two crazy fucks. We'll just have two crazy. I know, right? What if I'm predicting what's going to happen? You know?
What if there's like this last minute gasp where I have to do some? It'll be like when they picked the crazy one from Alaska as the vice presidential candidate. That was just an out of nowhere, like, what the fuck?
Oh God, what's her name? Shit.
The fact that we can't remember her name means that she's not important. But
oh God,
the fact
that Trump speaks
at these like conservative Christian events, and I'm sitting here like, are you fucking serious? Like Trump's
oh,
God
yeah, well,
is money.
Exactly. I was about to say that because I was at the ER earlier, and they had on Fox News, of course. So apparently there's been some rumors, you know, circulating, questioning his religion and what he believes in. So I guess one of the recent rallies, he pulled out his Bible to say he is religious and he believes in God. And those who believe in God...
But he put name a Bible verse.
Oh, no. That man... the only thing he believes in is money. So
just like if I were still a Christian, the thought of Donald Trump representing my religion would turn me away from Christianity. So it's a good thing I've already turned away. So it makes me want to turn farther away.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, I think it's just really funny how easily, and this is probably going to sound bad, and I'm going to piss off a lot of Christians, but Christians are just very easily misled and believes anything. If you hold a Bible and you say you believe in God or Jesus and that, you know, anything can go, these people will be like, you could hold a Bible up and say, hey, I'm going to kill all these people over here because I believe in God, and I'm going to pick out one tiny scripture out of a huge book says I can do this because I believe in Jesus. And most Christians would be like, aren't they brave? Aren't they a brave warrior for Jesus?
That's
it's
what
just,
they want.
It's fucking insane.
They want,
insane.
They want him to build a fucking wall around America like Hitler wanted to do. They want him to detain all the Mexicans like Hitler did with the Jews. And if he were president, that next step, he would say, well, I think I might just kill them. 99.9% of these crazy Christians supporting would say, do it. Do it on live television. Make it a live event.
Yeah, and they are no more different than, you know, the terrorists, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
If they believe that their law, that God is above the law, which there's plenty of scriptures in the Bible that says that those are the people that are authority are placed there by God and chosen by God, and that if you deny the authority, then you deny God. And that's an actual scripture verse in the Bible. There's more than one about it. And, you know, I'm agnostic / spiritual. And I think I know more about the Bible than most Christians. but that's okay because that's usually how it is. You know, I'm just, I'm really, you know, my solution to that would be, and this sounds absolutely terrible and people will probably hate me, I really wish that religion would just stay out of politics. There should be no, you know, no concern to anybody about who believes in what, when, where, why. That should not be in politics. There should be a clear separation of church and state. There should be no influence of religious leaders against, you know, for politicians and things of that sort. I really wish they would somehow, you know, have a law or whatever they need to do to separate that, because it is corrupting our entire system. We're getting to the point where, you know, people are being so radical, and it's just hate. That's all that is hate and judgment. And the one thing that, you know, I think Jesus, beyond anything else, wanted people to realize, you know, he went into the actual church of the time and whipped they were being greedy because they were promoting hypocrisy and all that. You know, people really need to realize that it's just because you cover hate with a explanation that it's about your God and what your Bible says, it's still hate. It's still bigotry. It's still not needed, you know? So I'm ranting. I get passionate about this, but I really wish, you know, religion would, I don't know, I guess disappear at some point. I think we would be better off as an entire world if we didn't have a religion.
I almost wish that there was no freedom of religion. But then again, if that happened, there would be a nationwide religion, and then that would turn bad against those who didn't want to believe in it. But
well, I don't want to control what people believe, but
you'll never be able to abolish. You'll never be able to abolish it completely. I've read enough dystopian novels to know that anytime religion is like taken out of a society, some sort of nationalism replaces it to the point to where it's like it's worse than the religious thing, and it ends up like Germany with Hitler. So I don't.
Well,
see
I'm talking more in the base of like organized religion.
Yeah.
You know, if we had a choice, or perhaps generations from us, we decide that we're going to be more based and focused on perhaps science, or you know, focused on humanity, focused on healing the earth. We just need to shift our focus from judgment and hatred that happens with all religions, not just Christianity. You have your extremisms in all different branches of religion. If we could just get that flow out of, you know, is it going to happen? No, but yeah, you know, it's just a dream of mine to live in a world where people don't have to be scared to go get married because, you know, it's law and some lady says, "Why, my God says I can't do it."
It doesn't matter what your God says, you have a job. But
exactly.
I think that shift towards science, we're more along those lines of being more scientific. It's turning to more scientific than religious. And it's at a higher point than it has been in history, in my opinion, right now. You just don't notice it because of the mainstream crap. But I believe that with the advances coming in the next 10 to 15 years,
yeah,
when human consciousness can be transferred into a machine, who's going to look at a book from thousands of years ago when you have the potential to be immortal? I mean,
exactly.
That's science overriding everything else right there. And I, for one, and completely down with being a robot for all time and upgrading myself whenever I wanted it. So there.
Well, my other solution to the problem is that we all worship Russell Brand because he is the second coming of Jesus. Not only does he look like Jesus, he acts like Jesus.
Russell Brand is smarter than anyone ever imagined.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Russell Brand, but I've been, if you ever watch, he's got all his documentaries on Netflix and probably on YouTube. You should really watch because that he is very, he has the right ideas, you know, and he's come from, you know, being a drug addict and things of that sort. So, you know, he's been from at the bottom. And he just has some very interesting ideas that I wish people would, you know, start to just entertain about, you know, how dire our earth and our civilization is right now. We're at a very, you know, the earth is dying. We're using up resources. You know, we're focused on things that we shouldn't focus on, you know, like Kim Kardashian and her ass. It's just, this world is, you know, it's all we have. So we really have to change and alter things. So, and I think our politics and that's got to change too. So hopefully we'll move in that direction. We do have hope, you know. We only have a couple more days until the end of the world anyway. So
we
might be
change things
short-sighted. Overnight. Jesus needs to come down now. He needs to bitch smack and, like, whip people, whatever he needs to do, smite them. We need to battle Satan in a big arena. He wins. He wrestles Satan to the ground. He puts him in, like, a headlock. And then paradise on earth, because we need to wrap this shit up. We need to get going. And that's pretty much what needs to be happening. And we are actually, like, overtime right now, but I appreciate Joey coming in. I guess you can have a last word, too. So I'll let you have the stage. What is your final thought?
I just want to say that if something does happen on Wednesday, it's not going to be the end of the world. That it's going. My personal hope is the aliens appear. They're benevolent. They gift us with all their magical powers, and then we all go to whatever planet we want to and live happily ever after. So there.
Yeah, aliens can come. Jesus, whatever.
Jesus can come with the aliens, so.
Yeah, he can come down and he'll, like, be wearing sandals and. Like,
he's already raptured the aliens. Now it's our turn.
Poncho on and a cowboy hat, and he sounds like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, my God. What if Matthew McConaughey is Jesus? All right, all right, all right.
Oh, I'm going to have a good dream tonight. Well, I thank everyone for listening to our crazy episode. Hopefully we didn't piss off too many people. But if we did, once again, you can kiss my ass. And thanks, Joey, for joining me. And I guess we'll see you, or hopefully soon. You're on usually every Saturday. Yeah, unless we're all dead and this doesn't ever happen again. I want to take a shout out, say I love everybody in case we are dead and by Wednesday. If not, I'll see
we'll
you probably next Saturday.
Week.
Yeah, we'll hope to, unless McConaughey comes down and smites us all. So good night, everyone, and thank you for listening.